如果你特別是我們尊貴的來賓的話，就特別在這裡都很歡迎你，在耶穌基督裡面都很開心，有你們跟我們一起 去慶祝主在這個教會那個的工作，我相信是這樣。當然這裡有很多我們的來賓，今天我們要開樓上，因為很多人都坐在樓上，我不逐一去歡迎你都好，都代表真的代表在心底處裏面都歡迎你們來到一起去敬拜耶穌基督。當然在這裡我都想特別去歡迎我們今天的我們的講員 Dr. Leggett， 是不是我們的老朋友Dr. Leggett 這幾即是亦師亦友，這幾年做了朋友，還有 他太太和他的女兒今天都來到，都是都很開心有他們特別去。我知道 Dr. Leggett 特別要是因為今天其實有人請他的，特別要改那個時間，特別去遷就我們，特別來到我們當中一起去跟我們一起慶祝，我們都很多謝 Dr. Leggett。 當然我們都是多謝薛老師，薛老師一間會也都帶領我們去音樂裡面去這個敬拜我們耶穌基督。不如我們一起起立，我們一起禱告好嗎？我們一起起立，我們一起禱告。耶穌基督，我們去多謝你，你既有慈愛亦都有真理，因主我們你給我們今天去敬拜你都是我們的福氣，因主給我們在這裡遇到這麼多的弟兄姊妹朋友，給我們眼目是擺放在耶穌基督你身上，因主過往這麼多年的日子裡面，我們這個教會每一個弟兄姊妹朋友都學一個信心的功課，因主你就教導我們學一個信心的功課，因主特別我們將今天的崇拜都繼續真是一個祭獻地等在你面前，求你去悦納我們耶穌基督，悦納我們的心，垂聽禱告奉靠耶穌基督寶貝名字我們同心美祈求，阿門。坐下之前可以跟你隔離的你人打下招呼好嗎？在耶穌基督裡講聲在耶穌基督的平安好嗎？今天就其實主要都很多即是講不出那麼多感恩和這個的開心的說話，無論如何都是在耶穌基督裡面我們大家都會知道其實是一個福氣去一起去敬拜耶穌基督自己咯。當然我們那個崇拜我們完了之後大家都知道是你的請柬上亦都留意到就是我們就是都準備了少少的一些的食物是都希望大家能夠款待大家咁啊，大約咧係嗰個我哋嗰間嘅 reception 咧，就大約係兩點半鐘咁上下咯，俾我哋今日裏邊專心去敬拜我哋耶穌基督。
都開心啦，見到好多舊嘅相識，一啲新嘅朋友，有啲人好遠咧，專登揸車都嚟參加，我哋都好多謝每一位。咁或者我哋開始我哋崇拜嘅時候，一齊讀一段嘅經文啦。呢段經文係大衛預備建聖殿嗰陣時候一個嘅禱告嚇。地和其中所充滿的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
我是什么？我的民是什么？岂能如此乐意奉献？因为万物都从你而来，我们也从你而得的，献求你。
耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来的。都是屬你的。
耶和華列祖亞伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神啊，求你使你的民常存這樣的心思意念，堅定他們的心歸向你。
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
But who am I, and who are my people, that I should be able to give a generous gift? Everything comes from you, and you have given you only what comes from your hand.
O Lord our God, as for all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name, it comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you.
Lord,
God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, give this side in your house of your people forever. And give their house glory to you. 我相信每个弟兄姊妹教会你们都见证到，我们有的都是从神而来。现在我们见到的都是我们一个献祭给主。一起唱一首很开心的歌，看见大家来到，听到有人回教会，我们就开心了。
Oh,
神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
我拿什么？
我要以感谢为祭献给你。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然敬诚。
神啊，愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所。
你向我所祷告祈求的，
我都应允了。我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在其中，我的眼、我的心也必常在那里。 Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you.Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain.
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand around
in vain. O Lord my God, may your eyes be open toward this temple, night and day. This place of which you said, My name shall be there. I have heard the prayer and deed.You have made before me. I have consecrated this temple which you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there.
Oh, yeah. I've been told I'm on air.
告訴我, 我麥已經開了的了。
And I can tell you that 40 some years ago, I went to Sarnia to preach, and I didn't know I was going to be on the air, and it completely unnerved me.
我記得四十幾年前我去講道去 Sarnia 的地方，我不知道原來開了麥，我自己在講嘢，嚇到我，心裡知道之後嚇到我不得了。
But because I know I'm among friends here,
但我知道我在我的朋友的当中。
I hope I'm not unnerved.
咁我都唔使惊嘅。
What I would like to do, first of all, extend my congratulations. This is a fabulous building.
我第一样想表达我嗰份嘅感谢咧，我可以嚟到呢度咧，亦都好多好开心分享你哋嘅喜乐。呢个建筑物真系一个好好嘅建筑物。
And well do I remember when this young couple here appeared, well, they appeared in my classes, but they're very quiet, so they didn't say much.
還記得呢兩夫婦呢當很多年前咁喺我班嘅上堂嘅時候呢兩個都好靜下嘅啫唔係好出聲
㗎 But I well remember when they showed up in my office several years later and invited me to speak at a retreat.
咁我記得咧，幾年之後咧，咁佢哋嚟到我嘅辦公室，就邀請我咧喺佢哋嘅夏令營嗰度咧講道。
Since that time, I have been with you. It's been a privilege to be with you many times, and I can say that my wife and I are friends of you. We are friends, and we appreciate what you are seeking to do for the Lord.
從此以後我們大家就做了好的朋友他來不中都經常來我們當中跟我們講解主的說話的
My wife tells me that my introductions to what I want to say are too long
我太太經常提我你不要那麼長氣、
So here goes I want to do two mini sermons one from the Old Testament from the prophet Haggai one fromThe New Testament, the Book of Acts.
我今日講到咧，就會用舊約呢個哈該書啦，咁亦都會講呢個新約嘅使徒行傳嘅。
The people of God have in two phases: first Israel in the Old Testament, and today the Church in the New Testament.
神嘅子民咧喺舊約嗰陣時咧就話係以色列人啦，去到新約咧，我哋就話喺教會裏邊。
So what I would like to do today.At this very exciting opening of your new worship center is to look at these two passages.
So 我今日咧特別咧喺舊約揀一個咧，亦都新約揀咗篇經文同大家分享嘅。
Now all preachers say briefly.
所有講道人咧都話我今日講好短嘅啫。
But I've been told that.This translator can do miracles, and therefore, for every 10 minutes I preach, you can do it in 5 minutes.
咪知道翻譯嘅可以好快嘅，咁佢講多啲都唔怕啦咁。
I don't want to tell too many stories, but it reminds me of a translator in Kerala in India, where we went about 5 years ago, and he went on and on and on.And I thought, is this guy preaching a separate sermon?
我記得我五年前喺印度咧去講道嗰陣時候，發覺同我翻譯嗰個人咧，仲講得多過我。我諗下，唔通喺度同我喺度講緊道
？In the book of Haggai, the main task of the people of God, they were in exile, they came back from exile, and they were told by God that their primary task was to build the temple.
哈該書嗰陣時間咧，就係當時啲以色列人咧係被放逐嘅，後屘能夠翻翻去自己嘅地方，佢就神應許咗佢可以重建聖殿。
So that's their main task to rebuild the temple, and that's important because in the old covenant, God's presence was mediated through the temple.
在舊約那裡，神的同在就是透過聖殿去彰顯出來的，所以對人來說，能夠重建聖殿是很重要的。
And of course, in the New Testament, I believe the temple became Jesus. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days and I will raise it up again.
在新約的時候，耶穌就說我就是那個聖殿了，聖殿三日被毀，我會復活的，所以我會重建聖殿。
So in the Old Covenant, their task was very important because it symbolized that God's presence, despite the fact that His hands were tied by Israel's behavior, God's presence was still with them.
所以對舊約來嗰啲人嚟講咧，能夠重建聖殿係一件好重要嘅使命，因為即代表咧，雖然佢哋唔聽神話，令到神唔開心，但係神仍然願意同佢哋同在。
They returned and they began well.
當佢翻返自己嘅地方，佢哋開始嘅時候，個生活咧就開始豐富起嚟啦。
Two things happened which interrupted what they were seeking to do.
本來就話起聖殿嘅，但有啲嘢發生咯，咁佢哋又拖延咗啦。
One was opposition to the building of the temple by a group called the people of the land.
第一個攔阻咧，就係喺當地嘅人咧，就反對佢哋重建聖殿。
But when we compare scripture with scripture, which is always a good thing when you're trying to interpret the Bible, we find out there was another problem that set in, and that is what I call the problem of priorities.
咁第二個問題咧，當我哋再釋經研究落去咧，就發現咗啦，就係咧佢哋開始喺個地方度咧就生根咯。
So the prophet gets under their skin.
咁所以嗰啲先知咧就喺度提佢哋啊。
That's what prophets in the old covenant did.
所以舊約嘅先知咧成日都要話提醒啲人嘅。
Got under people's skins if they were not living as the people of God.
如果佢哋生命唔係按住神嘅説話活出嚟嗰陣時候咧，神就要透過先知提醒佢哋。
So Pastor Haggai said to them initially in a bit of a confrontation, "How come you have time to build your paneled houses and the house, the temple remains not built?"
咁所以當年咧，個哈該牧師咧就走去同啲人講啦：，哇，點解你哋有能力？有時間起到自己間屋咁靚，而點解神嘅聖殿係咁荒涼呢？
This is a typical problem that pastors and Christians face.
呢個係我哋普世教會咧常遇到嘅困難嚟㗎。
Other things became more important. Good things.
好多好嘅事物咧喺我哋生命咧就越嚟越重要咯。
Not big sins which blocked their vision of what was most important.
唔係話我哋要犯啲好大嘅罪，只不過有啲嘢咧比神咧更加重要。
So they struggled with some of the good things. They came back to a devastated land. They were entitled to rebuild their houses. Why the prophet said paneled houses.I'm not sure, but they did what they wanted to do.
所以當佢翻返嚟自己嘅鄉下啦，咁開始要生根建造啦，咁啊可以起屋。咁呢啲屋咧起到咧已經裝修曬好靚啦，咁佢哋就喺度咁生活啦。
But he did more than that. He gave them promises from God.
所以哈該唔單止提醒佢哋，佢哋嚟翻嚟應該嘅嗰個使命係乜嘢，更加咧將神嘅應許咧再一次去提醒佢哋。
Like.I will be with you, so build. I will be with you.
所以哈該鼓勵佢哋就係話：神應承咗㗎，神話過我會同你同在嘅，你去建啦。
And then he also gave a promise about the distant future where Jesus would come.
而且咧，哈該更加講話，好快咧，呢個尼賽亞就會嚟㗎啦。
So.The presence of God is no longer mediated through a temple in Jerusalem.
当主耶稣来的时候就不用再靠一个建筑物去彰显神的同在的了。
But rather, the temple became Christ.
而基督自己就是那个圣殿。
Because after all, Christ is the presence of God.
基督就是神的同在。
So I want to give you three principles on this that I think, I hope would be applicable.
所以我都想跟你讲在有三点啦，希望对你有所帮助。
The first one is that the Bible tells us that God worked in the lives of his people to stir them up to build.
从他们的经历我们学到一样，体会到一样东西，就是原来神是会提他们的，在他们心里面工作，去告诉他们你去建造啦。
We need that from time to time.
其实我们很多时候生命上面都需要神在我们心里面的工作去提醒我们的。
We sometimes forget.
因为我们很多时候会忘记了。
The goodness of God, the grace of God that brought us salvation.
我们忘记了神给我们的恩典。
You, people of God here, must have been stirred up.
我相信你们在座的很多人都经历过被神在你心里面去提醒你那种感觉是怎样的。
By God, to enable you in the course of, I think it's 1 month, to worship in this beautiful building.
在你们的经历上面，你们在一个月里面已经能够筹到足够的金钱，可以买到一个建筑物。本身都是经历紧主的恩典。
I'm sure many of you gave sacrificially in this Toronto area where land and buildings are very expensive.
我都知道喺区嗰啲楼价好贵，相信大家都曾经好愿意嘅系献上。
But now you have a different calling. Now that you have this building.
现在你已经有了你建筑物了，那开始呢你又要留意神给你的呼召是什么了。
And that is to be instruments in God's hands to build the church of Jesus Christ.
就是透过建筑物，在建筑物里面继续去建立神的子民，神的教会。
There is a threefold repetition in the book which is very applicable to believers.
那有些提醒是给信徒的。
It is give careful thought to your ways.
在哈该书那里他讲过话，他说你要留心去思想你所做的每件事。
Sometimes, as I said, in the course of running a business, being involved in a family, getting a higher education, all of which are good, they're not bad, they're not big sins,Somehow, on occasion, people forget God.
很多时候我们做很多事，那些事都是重要和好的。譬如说你要做工啊，做好一点，读书要读好一点。但很可惜，就是有时候做一些好事的时候，又忘记了神了。
So, I see this new building as the beginning of a new task for this church.
我看到一个新的堂，我就会看到教会有一个新的使命在你们前面。
To preach Christ.
就去传扬基督。
To preach his saving death and his victorious resurrection, which we're coming up to in April.
就是将主的死和他复活的大喜的信息去传给你周围的人，特别我们将复活节，我们都会继续去思想这个问题的。
There's also a messianic promise in the book of Haggai.
而哈该嘅时候咧，佢都应承过咧，就话尼赛亚就嚟嚟噶啦咁。
Where God says in chapter 2, verse 22,
就喺哈该书嘅第二章廿二节嗰度，佢咁讲
：I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overturn.Royal thrones, and I will shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. Now, in the background is, I'm going to bring the kingdom to you, a kingdom which is in Christ.
第二節嗰度咧係講緊咧神嘅應許咧，就話佢會將一個角度咧係賜俾你哋嘅咁。所以第二節佢話：我必傾覆列國嘅寶座，除滅列邦的勢力，並傾覆戰車和坐在其上的馬必跌倒，騎馬的敗落，各人被弟兄的刀所殺。
That text is quoted in Hebrews 12.
希伯來書十二章同樣引用呢段經文。
Where the writer ends his exhortation by saying, "Let us worship God with godly fear."
而希伯來書引用嗰陣時候，跟住嗰句就係話：由於係咁嘅話，我哋用一個敬畏嘅心去賣主。
Well, if you can shift gears with me, remembering that you have a building, now you must, should get involved in building the church.
既然我哋已經有個建築物啦，咁我哋就進入個新嘅紀元咧。咁我哋開始去睇《使徒行傳》嗰度嚇，有一個新嘅教會之後，一個教堂，我哋可以做啲咩嘢咧？
First, I want to think with you briefly about modern views of the church.
到底喺今日嘅世代點樣睇教會咧
？You can't escape them. You get the Globe and Mail. There was an article recently about some parliamentarian who the writer in the Globe doesn't approve of because he takes a Christian stand on some social issues.
係有陣時睇報紙，你會留意到啊，就算喺國會裏邊時討論個議題啊，都會影響一啲社會嘅問題同教會嘅關係嘅。
Maybe you're not a pastor, maybe you're not a theologian. Although I tell my students, every Christian is a theologian, because every Christian has a Bible which they interpret.
雖然你會話啊，我又唔係牧師，我又唔係神學家咁，但係咧，我成日都同我學生講啊，你唔一定要用神學家。只要你有聖經，你打得開嘅話，你都應該去睇下聖經講啲咩嘢。
So there are a lot of books I could give you their names. A lot of books.
如果你有興趣咧，你嚟問我，我會俾好多書名你可以睇下啲書嘅。
Saying that the church is too traditional, too irrelevant to society today.
好多人批評就話教會今日咧已經落後啦。已經係唔能夠與時並進，對個社會嚟講已經冇曬作用啦，冇用噶啦。
And many other such statements。
仲有講咗好關於呢類嘅評語。
A book was written recently。
一本書最近出咗嚟。
Called The Scandal of the Evangelical Conscience。
就是一個福音派的良心的一個的 scandal， 即是壞話。
By a very well-known social and follower of Jesus who believes that caring for poor people it's important. In other words, a social conscience. But he is saying something has happened in the evangelical world.
個作者係出名，佢其實係講緊咧，就係話人每個基督徒咧應該有一個社會嘅良心，但係咧好可惜呢樣嘢喺教會裏邊開始已經冇咗啦。
Okay, here's one statement he makes.
佢其中嘅一句説話咁講。
Whether the issue is divorce, materialism, sexual promiscuity, racism, physical abuse in marriage.Or neglect of a biblical worldview, polling data collected by going to people and saying, "What do you think?" Polling data point to a widespread, blatant disobedience of clear biblical moral demands on the part of the people who allege.That they are evangelical born again. Do you want to paraphrase that?
佢話做好多統計嘅調查，咁去訪問嗰啲基督徒都好啦，就發覺喺教會裏邊咧，今日好多人已經冇持守聖經裏邊嘅道德觀念，所以無論嗰啲人點樣睇離婚啊，點樣睇性行為啊， 各方面的很多问题已经是离开了圣经的道德水准的了。
It's almost as if God wasn't aware that the postmodern culture would come into being and would say, you can't know the truth, you're arrogant if you think Jesus is the truth.
好像后现代主义的观念一样，没人可以说你知道什么叫真理，你的东西就是绝对，你是谁，你怎么可以这样
说。 I'd like then to now to say a few things about Acts 2.
所以我想跟大家看看使徒行传第二章，其实教会应该是怎样的呢？
The first sermon in the New Testament
在新约教会第一篇的道，其实你知不知道是讲什么的呢？
Is Peter's sermon starting around verse 22 of Acts 2 and continuing. We can't read all that or I'll be way over my time.
I don't.
Okay. You do know, don't you?
在第二章第22节那里，就是由彼得讲的篇道的内容。
I'm going to summarize this sermon. I am not saying that all sermons must follow this outline.
我不是说是人讲到都要跟着这个样的次序。
But when you read what the early church believed,
但是在当中你看到当时早期教会他们所信的是什么东西？
It believed the following. Verse 23, Jesus' death.
第三节，他们相信的就是主耶稣是死了。
Jesus' resurrection, and then appeal is made to the scripture from Psalm 16, verses 8 to 11.
但是他复活了，而且他的同在现在是在我们当中。是他亦都跟住咧，就係引用呢個詩篇23篇，講到神常在我哋嘅面前。
Jesus' exaltation, verses 33 to 36. What does that mean? It means he was exalted to the right hand of God the Father.
耶穌已經被神去升高喺神嘅右邊。
The resurrection from a Christian point of view.Verifies the claim that Jesus not only said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, but that he is the way and the truth and the life.
主耶稣复活很重要啊，咁就证明咗佢就系生命，佢就系道理啦，道路啦。
The sermon then moves to salvation. As the preacher preached, it says the people were cut to the heart.
当时彼得就继续讲到底救恩的内容是什么，咁人听到的时候咧，佢哋觉得扎心啊。
I find that very interesting, cut to the heart.
咩为之叫扎心呢？
The heart in the Bible, in my view, is the center of the human person, but it includes intellect, emotion, and will.
心其实在圣经里面都代表了人的中心点，我们最终的地方，有我们的意志，有我们的情绪。
Christianity is a story historically about Jesus. It is a doctrine which explains the significance of the life of Jesus, and it is an experience.Of the love of God in Jesus Christ. A story, a doctrine, an experience.
So, we believe is through the Bible, so it tells us about Jesus' life, his teachings, some of the principles, and how it is applied in our lives.
Christianity is a content emphasized religion. Content.Not vague generalities about how to live your life. Not vague doctrines to support that God is love and he wants his people to live this way and not that way.
不单止圣经说是讲一些道理，只是讲一些内容，是我们每人生活上面 是生命的道理的。
In other words, truth in this postmodern world is not a matter of how I'm viewing truth, but God is a God of truth. Truth is fundamental. Truth about God, He's holy as well as love. Truth about the death of Christ, it wasn't an example for us to follow. Truth about what sin is, and then truth about what it means to be saved.
所以真理呢就不是好像我们现在后现代主义的人那样说，我觉得什么真就是什么真。真理在圣经里面就是说神他的标准是绝对的。
Not only is that clear from a statement we will briefly look at yet, that it's doctrine followed by experience.
而神的标准是绝对的，不是就这样说，因为你是可以经历得到，从你的生命生活的经验里面可以印证得到的。
And if you take the time to read through the book of Acts, you will see, for instance, that one of the explanations of the statement, the apostles' fellowship, one of the explanations is a numerous mention of how Paul and Silas, or Paul and Barnabas, encouraged the people of God to stick with it.
所以你睇嘅《使徒行传》，你可以睇到早期教会咧，点样使徒点样教训啲弟兄姊妹。或者怎样去鼓励信徒一起的去持守神的真理。
In fact, one of the statements which I learned 45, 50 years ago, I can't remember, was that the apostles urged the people of God to continue in the faith.
而我就算四十几、五十年前我学的都是一样，圣经里面教导我们怎样信徒聚集，互相的激励，互相鼓励去持守神的真理。
Truth is important because truth does not mean some abstract doctrine, but truth is designed to change my life and your life.
真理不只是一些理论，而真理本身是要来改变我们的生命的。
So, in the letter of Paul to 2 Timothy,
所以在使徒在个提后保罗这么说，
he says all scripture, and that has to be the Old Testament, friends, because the New Testament wasn't final at the time that Paul would have said that. All scripture is God breathed, and now here's something that gets lost. Yeah, all scripture is God-breathed. That tells us about the source. But what is its function in the life of the people of God?
他告诉我们，圣经是整本新旧约的圣经，是神所默示的。默示就是说圣经的源头是神那里来的。而给我们做什么呢？那他继续说了。
And there he says, it's profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness.
是要来教导我们，去提醒我们哪些是要更正，是帮助我们生命是被改变的。
Now I better get back to my outline, which is coming somewhat from this section of Acts 2. And in contrast to what the world today thinks about the church, and there may be some justification for what they think. I'm not arguing that point.
所以今天人家怎么看教会呢？他们看当中有些评语可能是真实的，但我们应该是怎么回应呢？怎么过我们的生活呢？
What is Christ's view of the church?
到底基督是怎样看教会呢？
Christ's view of the church, Matthew 16, is one of several passages.
譬如在馬太福音那裡其中一個經文這樣說。
And that's a well-known passage in which he asked Peter,
當時耶穌就問彼得,
Who are people saying I am?
其他人說我是哪個啊, 這樣。
And Peter says, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得答就是你就是基督咯，就是神的儿子。
And Jesus says, Blessed are you, Peter. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father in heaven.
耶稣说，啊，你真是有福了，你一定是圣灵。神亲自在你心里面去启示你才能够明白看到这些东西。
And finally, Jesus says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail.
跟着耶稣就说，我会亲手去建立我自己的教会，而地狱的门是不可以拦阻到的。
I know that you can look at the church at any point of its history and say, My goodness, where is God?
我相信有時你看歷史書啊，看翻教會的歷史，你都話唔係啊嘛，教會搞成咁，神去邊啊？
But the current, pardon me, generation of believers knows very little.About church history.
咁當然啦，好可惜咧，就係其實我哋好多人咧都唔係好認識個教會嘅歷史嘅。
So okay, what am I saying? Well, the church built hospitals and the church built things like that, and the church is interested in social justice.
因為如果你細心去研究清楚嘅時候，原來教會又唔係一面倒嘅喎。從歷史上，而家有好多嘅慈善機構啊，所有嘅醫院啊、學校啊，其實都唔係從教會嚟嘅咩
？Recently, you may have seen the film about Newton's friend Wilberforce.
最近有一出戲，我唔知道你有冇睇到啦，就係正話講到嗰啲人物。
Wilberforce was a British parliamentarian who spent his entire life getting the slave trade stopped.
这个 Wilber 就是说是一个英国的议员，他一生致力于是释放奴隶的。
What is Paul's view of the church?
看完基督怎么看教会，到底保罗又怎么教导关于教会应该是什么来的呢？
He says the church is the foundation and the bulwark for maintaining the truth passed on by Jesus through his apostles.
他说教会呢，就是将基督的真理去持守，是继续去传下去下一代的。
And it is not surprising if you read the New Testament thoroughly.To see that there are many warnings in the New Testament.
So, if you 细心读下新约嘅时候咧，你发觉里边好多内容咧，都系好多警告系写俾教会啲人睇嘅。
Warnings against those inside the church and those outside the church who will defect to a sinful culture.
去警告教会里面的人，或者警告教会以外的人，怎样不要被那个社会那个潮流那个文化，如果去侵蚀了应该有的道德水准。
One such warning, I'm just going to give you the text, and if you're interested, you can look it up.
如果有兴趣，你可以自己慢慢去看。
Out of many warnings is Acts 20.
譬如話，你可以翻去睇個《使徒行傳》二十章
26 to 31，
廿六到到三十節。
So let me now get to the final statement in Peter's sermon, which is.
而最後一點，我想同大家分享咧，就係去到正話我哋講《使徒行傳》彼得嗰個講道咧，去結尾嗰陣時候，彼得就咁話啦。
Which is the disciples devoted themselves. to the apostles' doctrine, to fellowship, whatever that means, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
就是当时第一个第一代的教会呢，他们能够恒心遵守使徒的教训呢，他们呢每天都会是聚会的，而每天都会守圣餐呢，他们一起的祈祷。
A word about devoted themselves.
这里说他们恒心的去遵守。
The study of Scripture is not merely for your pastor and some of your leaders. It's not only that. It, in fact, primarily, if Scripture is what it purports to be, it's for laity. That is, people who are seeking God and seeking the will of God and want to follow Him.
其实呢，圣经不是只给牧师啊，或者一些领导去看的。其实圣经呢，主要呢，是给会众、信众去看的。
Somehow, probably because of higher criticism of the Bible, which permeated culture in the early 1900s, people were led to believe, oh, I can't understand the Bible. I'm just a lay person. We'll have to let the church interpret it.
So, 有時候有人有錯誤，就話，我都唔係全時間嘅童工，唔使讀得咁緊要啦，留翻俾佢哋讀得啦咁。
But Acts is clear when it says in Acts 17:11 that these Berean Christians were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they received the Scripture and they started to study whether it was true or not.
而在教会的开始呢，那班信徒呢，原来很不同的哦。他们呢都很用心的去研究圣经，去看看他们现在读的那些呢，是不是真是神的真理呢，这样。
Well, what can I say? I've devoted my life to preaching and teaching, studying scripture. I have many defects. I don't read books about literary things. I know nothing about mathematics. Or science, for that matter. And I'm not proud of that. I said to my wife when I was going to retire, I'm going to start reading other books. And then my eyes went bad.
以我自己一生的例子，就是我一生都是花了去研读圣经，去研究圣经。
Not only did my eyes go bad, but I had shingles which developed into viral encephalitis.
咁我就成日同我太太讲，等我退休啦，我就有时间去读第啲书啦。咁但系问题好可惜，当我就嚟退休咗嗰阵时咧，咁我只眼咧就开始衰退啦，咁啊睇唔清楚嘢啦。跟住咧唔单止眼有问题咯，咁我亦都生蛇啦。啲蛇亦都會成為另外一種病咧，影響到我第啲嘅function。
I'm telling you that because don't plan on having perfect health and leave the study of Scripture to a more convenient time。
我咁同你講咧，就係話你唔好諗住等你退休先嚟讀聖經啊，一到你退休嗰陣時候，可能有第啲嘢發生，你讀唔到噶啦，有讀咧就好讀啦。
All right, I'm going to end now.
我就完噶啦，你哋放心啦。
I want the Bible to impact you, not any significance to how I communicate it, although how to communicate Scripture is of some importance. But I need, the church needs a better, healthier view of the role of Scripture in people's lives.
我好想强调一样嘢，希望圣经系你哋生命中一个主要嘅食粮啦。因为唔系靠人嘅口才，而系真系靠圣经嘅话语去改变你哋嘅生命。
A preacher should never say, "I was told this that he's going to end," if he doesn't end.
有人提我，你系完先好啊，唔好话又话完，一阵讲嚟讲去都未完啊。
All right, here it is. The Bible uses a number of verbs in connection with the truth. Jesus himself said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." In that John 8 passage, he also says, "The Son will make you free," which is important, because truth, you have to read the Scripture as if it's talking to me. I must read it that way, not just to prepare a sermon, which is the struggle of any preacher.
聖經本身是真理，真理是令到你自由的，所以讀聖經是帶給你真正的自由。
According to Jesus in John 17, the Word of God is the only, or I shouldn't say only, the Word of God is an extremely important agent in you and I becoming holy.
是透過神的說話，是改變我們的生命，以致我們能夠成為聖潔。
It also, the New Testament says, one of the ways people get saved is through Scripture.
也是透過聖經我們能夠得救。
James 1:18
在雅各書一章八節那裡這樣
說。 And here comes something I discovered, and it threatens me.
最近我發現有一樣嘢，都令我有啲害怕。
If you read 2 Thessalonians,
如果你睇個帖撒羅尼加後書，
it is not that we just put together the doctrines of Scripture. Some people have that kind of a mind. They like to integrate what the Bible says here to what it says over here. But we are to love the truth. Love the truth. Love the truth.
所以那裡不是只是說你讀聖經，而是說去搜集一些資料，而是說你要去愛真理，去愛聖經裡面所說的東西。
And so Paul uses to the church, I think it's to Titus,He uses a term that they are to adorn the gospel.
所以提多書嗰度咧，保羅話佢哋要去仰慕神嘅話語。
Now, how do you adorn the gospel?
點可以望住神嘅説話，你有一種仰慕之心咧
？You adorn the gospel by living in the truth.
如果你仰望佢嘅時候，你就會按住佢嚟生活。
I hope none of this is totally new to you. I don't know.
我唔知我正话所讲嘅对你嚟讲，你咪已经听过噶啦。
But Jesus is the truth.
但系耶稣就系个真理。
God chose to reveal Himself in Jesus Christ and in the Scripture and within creation. He chose to speak.To His creation.
神是选择透过基督，透过祂自己的说话，对祂的创造物去启示祂自己的心意。
And so I believe that means He wants to be known by His people.
即是说其实神是很想我们去认识祂的。
So when Peter preached, people were cut to the heart.
所以当彼得去讲道的时候，人会觉得扎心。
You know, I hope you've reached a point in your life.
我希望在你的生命上面你都经历过。
Particularly, I address Well, I don't address young people exclusively, but I would address you. It's a great world that's out there.
唔單止係年青人啦，我相信我哋每一個都係出邊嘅世界係美好嘅。
God has made a pleasurable world.
神創造一個好美好嘅世界俾我哋嘅享用。
We have often distorted that as Christians because we have our lists of things you can and can't do, and I have no problem with that unless you find the lists outside of the Bible.
所以好多人就誤會咗，以為聖經裏邊好多嘢呢就唔做得，嗰樣又唔做得咁樣。
Let me tell you, and I am going to end now.
我就完噶啦，你唔使驚啊。
I want to tell you how I became a Christian.
我想話俾你聽，我點樣成為一個基督徒。
I was raised in a church.
我喺教會裏邊長大嘅。
Where I don't believe I ever heard a solid message on the cross.
但我教會咁多年，但我未人好聽得清楚咩叫做十架。
I went to an engineering school. I would have been a disaster in that. I went to an engineering school in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and our practice was to go downtown and eat, particularly on a Friday.
咁我當時讀緊大學啦，咁我喺美國東部嗰度，咁有一日咧，我讀緊就去星期五晚我就去食嘢啦。
And I didn't choose this. Somebody chose it. It was the old version of the Titanic.
當時咧就係做緊呢個鐵達尼號嗰出戲，舊嗰個啦，梗唔係新嗰個啦，幾廿年前嘅。
I went to see the new version too, just to see if they sang the song at the end when the ship is sinking, "Nearer my God to thee," or in a secular world, that's, you can't do that.
因為當時咧，第一出戲嗰陣時候咧，佢完嗰陣時候咧，唱一首歌咧，就係話神係我嘅盾牌嘅。但係咧，新嘅歌我新嘅出，我又想去睇下啦。
Sorry，
睇下啦，佢咪唱同一首歌，因為而家嘅世界變咗，唱第二首歌咧咁。
God stopped me in my tracks.
咁當時咧，我就好想去睇，即係我講翻去讀書嗰陣時啊，就諗住去睇戲啦。點知喺當中咧，就有人就撞到有人。
And I began to say to myself, in the words of a song, I think, "What's it all about, Alfie? What is my life about?"
當時就諗起一樣嘢，就係話。到底我的生命是要来做什么呢?
So, eventually, I found my way to Christ.
所以终于呢我就主透过不同的人呢带我去找到他自己。
Strangely enough, I went to my minister because I was exercised in terms of what must I do to be saved. So I go to him and he tells me,I think you should go into the ministry.
咁當時我就心裏邊開始有啲感動啊，我就想去尋求真理，再揾人生，就會見我牧師啦。
That is the most bizarre counseling I have ever heard. I'm going to the minister with a view, what must I do to be saved? And he tells me to go into the ministry.
咁當時咧，個牧師就話：我本來想問佢啦，我點可以得救咧？咁佢就話：佢俾我嘅答案就話你去服侍主啦咁。
Fortunately, he also gave me a wonderful missionary book called Borden of Yale, Bill Borden of Yale.
咁啊，同時間咧送咗一本咧宣教士嘅書俾我睇。
I remember reading that book in the library, brought to tears by some correspondence of Borden to his mother, and thinking to myself,Is this true?
咁當時我睇嗰本書嗰陣時候咧，睇見嗰個 Borden 嗰個主角啦，咁佢寫信俾佢媽媽，大家之間嘅書信來往時咧，令到我咧好感動啊！一路睇一路喊啊！佢話係咪真㗎咁樣
？The church is bankrupt if the church does not stay. Devoted to the apostles' teaching.
教会如果不是持守圣经里面的教导真理，教会就会是崩溃的了。
Thank you.
多谢大家听我所讲的。
Very much.
衷心的多谢大家。我哋都好高興啦，有 Dr. Leggett 一個好朋友，佢好遠嘅，佢喺個揸幾耐車啊？喺 London 嗬，佢琴晚預先出定嚟，驚今日塞車。你諗下幾有心啊！真係早一晚嚟到多倫多市，至到可以準時嚟到我哋呢度，同我哋一齊嘅慶祝。咁我哋都將特別一段時間啦都係表達我哋嘅心意。去將個堂係獻俾神嚇。咁我哋而家會先點咧支中間你大家見到嘅蠟燭咧，支好大嘅蠟燭，點解要咁大支咧？咁通常我哋喺教會嘅傳統裏邊咧，叫做 Christ Candle， 即係啲蠟燭咧係一個 symbol， 一個代表嚇，即係代表基督嚇。我哋燃點佢嗰陣時候，我哋係要邀請基督嚟到我哋當中。咁當然基督不嬲都喺度嘅，係咪？我哋只不過係刻意一個動作，佢想去提醒翻我哋自己。这个堂不是只是一些砖瓦，不是你现在眼目见到的东西，这个堂是神的同在，神的应许，神的祝福。那我们特别去燃点它的时候，是代表我们对神一份的回应，我们将我们有的其实都是从祂而来的，我们想告诉神，我们知道现在你我们有的东西都是你给我的，我多谢你。最初點嘅時候個火花好似好細嚇，但係如果我哋繼續嘅燃點嘅時候，一支咁大嘅蠟燭，你可以想像可以發幾大個光輝咧咁。咁我哋唔單止係睇啦，我都希望大家一齊參與嚇。我哋一齊係，就算你係嚟探我哋都好，我相信你嚟得嘅，你都分享我哋嘅喜樂，亦都分享我哋嘅感恩。咁我哋一齊讀翻呢啲經文咧，當係我哋嘅禱告，去將呢個堂係獻俾神嘅。神果真与世人同住在地上吗？看啊，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所见的这殿呢？愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所，求你垂听仆人向此处祷告的话。你仆人和你民以色列向此处祈祷的时候，求你从天上你的居所垂听，垂听且赦免。我的神啊，现在求你睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处所献的祷告。耶和华，求你起来，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。耶和华神啊，与你的祭司披上救恩，与你的圣民蒙福欢乐。耶和华，求你不要厌弃你的受膏者，要纪念向你仆人大卫所施的慈爱。 But will God really dwell on earth with man?
The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? May your eyes be open toward this temple, this place of which you said you would put your name there. May you hear the prayer your servant prays toward this place. Supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. Now, my God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. Now arise, O Lord God, and come to your resting place. You and the ark of your might. May your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. May your saints rejoice in your goodness. O Lord God, do not reject your appointed one. Remember the great love promised to David, your servants.
我好榮幸請到薛老師，他都是我們的朋友，他都很分享我們的喜樂。他想代表我們獻一首詩給神，那首聖詩也是我們的禱告。詩歌的內容說我們願意是忠心至死，我们的盼望是我们的生命是常常都是赞美，常常都喜乐。而我们的口里面，我们立志不出恶言，不发怨言，因为我们知道耶稣是同在，耶稣是亲近我们。我们将时间交给薛老师。
My heart ever fails.